Task 2. Listen and complete the notes by putting short phrases into the gaps. There will now be a pause of 40 seconds for you to look through the notes. Task 2 will now begin.
Welcome, everybody, to today's orientation briefing. My name is Sergeant Tom Johns, and I'll be giving you some basic information on your stay here at the Defence Language Institute. Let's start with the ID cards. The card allows students to access the base military clinics and hospitals, as well as the school and the testing laboratory. Without it, you will not be able to use any of our facilities. I'd like to stress that you need to carry your ID card at all times, and you must not allow anyone to use it. What to do if the card is lost or stolen? Well, the first thing you should do is inform the base police. Then, bring the copy of the police report to the Pass and ID office, located in building 7437, and you will be given another card. But if the card is lost or stolen again, you will not be issued with another one. You will have to carry your international travel order and passport to use the base facilities. Please remember that before leaving the centre and going back to your home country, you must return the card to your training manager. As for the dress code, please be informed that students must wear the complete military uniform to class. Hats or caps should not be worn inside buildings, but must be placed on the head as soon as you step outside. Together with your ID cards, you'll receive name tags and an equivalent US rank insignia. You need to wear them on your shirt pocket. Outside class hours, students may wear civilian clothing. Please keep in mind, however, that in order to show your respect to others, students should be fully dressed when going outside. Now, let me say a few words about accommodation. In your rooms, you'll find a folder with all the information about the rules for staying at our base. Right now, I'd like to go through just the most important regulations. Firstly, inspect your rooms carefully. And if you notice any damage, please report it to the housing office. Make sure you do it within 24 hours of your arrival. After this time, you may have to pay a fine. I'd also like to say that smoking is strictly forbidden, and students who don't follow the regulations will be removed from their rooms. Let's move on to housekeeping. We provide the services 5 days a week during class hours. If you don't want your room to be cleaned, just hang a Do Not Disturb sign on the door. The sign, however, may not be put up for more than 72 hours. One more important reminder. Don't keep open food containers in your rooms. These attract ants and other insects. The control of pests is an ongoing problem, so please remember to store food properly. If you decide to live off-base, you must first get authorization from your military training manager. Then, complete the proper forms. In order to rent an apartment, you must sign a legal contract. Our language center, however, doesn't help students to rent accommodation. So, if you decide to live off-base, please be prepared to make all the arrangements yourselves. Now, I'll hand you over to Sergeant Wells, who will tell you about the medical care available at our base. Thank you for your attention. Welcome, everybody, to today's orientation briefing. My name is Sergeant Tom Johns, and I'll be giving you some basic information on your stay here at the Defence Language Institute. Let's start with the ID cards. The card allows students to access the base military clinics and hospitals, as well as the school and the testing laboratory. Without it, you will not be able to use any of our facilities. I'd like to stress that you need to carry your ID card at all times, and you must not allow anyone to use it. What to do if the card is lost or stolen? Well, the first thing you should do is inform the base police. Then, bring the copy of the police report to the Pass and ID office, located in building 7437. And you will be given another card. But if the card is lost or stolen again, you will not be issued with another one. You will have to carry your international travel order and passport to use the base facilities. Please remember that before leaving the center and going back to your home country, you must return the card to your training manager. As for the dress code, please be informed that students must wear the complete military uniform to class. Hats or caps should not be worn inside buildings, but must be placed on the head as soon as you step outside. Together with your ID cards, you'll receive name tags and an equivalent US rank insignia. You need to wear them on your shirt pocket. Outside class hours, students may wear civilian clothing. Please keep in mind, however, that in order to show your respect to others, students should be fully dressed when going outside. Now, let me say a few words about accommodation. In your rooms, you'll find a folder with all the information about the rules for staying at our base. Right now, I'd like to go through just the most important regulations. Firstly, inspect your rooms carefully, and if you notice any damage, please report it to the housing office. Make sure you do it within 24 hours of your arrival. After this time, you may have to pay a fine. I'd also like to say that smoking is strictly forbidden, and students who don't follow the regulations will be removed from their rooms. Let's move on to housekeeping. We provide the services 5 days a week during class hours. If you don't want your room to be cleaned, just hang a Do Not Disturb sign on the door. The sign, however, may not be put up for more than 72 hours. One more important reminder. Don't keep open food containers in your rooms. These attract ants and other insects. The control of pests is an ongoing problem, so please remember to store food properly. If you decide to live off-base, you must first get authorization from your military training manager. Then, complete the proper forms. In order to rent an apartment, you must sign a legal contract. Our language center, however, doesn't help students to rent accommodation. So, if you decide to live off base, please be prepared to make all the arrangements yourselves. Now, I'll hand you over to Sergeant Wells, who will tell you about the medical care available at our base. Thank you for your attention.